This is Danny Trevino. I'm an elder candidate here at Emmanuel. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my faith journey. When I grew up in Mexico, in Monterrey, Mexico, and I lived there for 15 years. Grew up in a Catholic home, although we were fairly nominal. But so growing up, I knew some things about the faith, the nature of God in some ways, as Trinitarian. And I would attend Catholic Mass, and there was a sense of God and his transcendence, and that I felt. I also assumed, like most people, that I had to be a good guy to make it to heaven. I remember as a little kid watching shows of superheroes and beating the bad guys and wanting really bad to be one of the good guys. So I would pray to God for superpowers, and not knowing that eventually God would give me the power of the Spirit and transform me later on, but and to do things in a different way than in those shows. But that was my background. We really didn't know the gospel. I think the gospel is mentioned in the Mass from time to time, but it's not clearly articulated as I would later understand it. When I was 13 and 14, those 2 years in the summer, my mom sent us to Nebraska to spend time with some relatives who were believers, but more than that, for my family, they sent us to learn English. So we traveled from Mexico in very dirty buses from the Greyhound. No offense to them, but it was a difficult trek. And we went with my grandmother and my siblings, and we spent those summers in Omaha, Nebraska. And there, this family shared the gospel with us. I also experienced vacation Bible school, and I remember just fondly seeing men and women, adults, preparing all these things for their children and just having good fun. And it just seemed like a wonderful thing, and just had a blast. But that family too, my family, we often thought of them as strange because they did things very differently. They would homeschool their kids, and they were believers, and they didn't watch things that we watched. And so I had a sort of disposition toward them where I thought they were weirdos. And yet when I spent time with them, their family life, there was just this peace. There was a joy. There was quietness. There was love. And that's all that I experienced from them. I remember recording, they had a camera, one of those giant cameras from the 90s, and they allowed me to use it, and I was recording silly things. And I remember making fun of my cousins on the video, which would come to haunt me later when we would watch it back home. And I would just dread seeing what my terrible words would say about them, when they had been nothing but kind to me. And I think that, so I hadn't converted at that time, but I think that the gospel that they shared with me and their love just was deep there in my heart. I moved to the U.S. when I was 15, a couple years later, my parents separated. My dad moved back to Mexico, and I had a deep sense of loss. My mom was depressed for some time, and I quit college for some time to party and just to live life. But then I that was not satisfying. I was not getting a sense of accomplishment, so I decided I needed to go back to college. And at this time, I had a huge head. I thought I knew everything, and I took this philosophy class. And I thought I was going to teach the teacher. That's how puffed up I was. So I took this philosophy class, and it turned out that the teacher was a Christian, and he would teach very different than some of my other philosophy professors later on. But he would teach just about truth And he would argue against relativism. And I had a very strong conversion experience in one of his classes where he was teaching on the laws of logic, and he explained how these laws, that he just talked about them, and by describing them, they were so basic. And I realized that these laws, these truths were invisible, that I couldn't touch them, and that they were of the mind. So that to me, what opened up was the realm of the spiritual, the realm of the immaterial. And I realized that everything around me looked designed, and it was obeying these rules. And so I realized that God had designed everything. I looked out the window and there were these trees, and as the psalmist says, the heavens declare the glory of God. I realized that God had made them. And then I looked like at my own hands, and I realized God had made me too. And I had definitely now been using my body for his glory. And so I had an experience of God, an experience of dread of how I've always known him, and yet I've been sinning against him repeatedly. And then I remember that family and the gospel that they shared with me, and that they told me that all the good things that were in their life was because of the gospel. It was because God had changed their hearts. And at that moment, I saw something like a light, and I believe at that moment I was born again. And I had the sense that the truth of the gospel had remained through people from the time of Jesus. And I just had the sense of the Spirit. And for a few weeks, I went on preaching the laws of logic, and then more and more, I began studying the Bible and learn more. I had such a strong conversion in a philosophy class that I decided I wanted to know deeply how they related. So I wanted to teach the Bible. So I began studying the Bible voraciously in theology. And I also got a bachelor's in philosophy with an eye toward studying theology later on more formally. But while I was studying philosophy, I was also studying theology very hard because I needed to be edified. So my degree in philosophy was a very difficult time, but it was really helpful. I think I've benefited much from it. In that time, I met my wife, Stevie. She was graduating from Dallas Christian College, and just a great girl. She had gone on a mission trip to Mexico. She was giving a presentation, and that caught my eye. At first, I was just thinking to support her as a missionary, and yet we just struck up a friendship and dated quite a bit, and then got married. And it's the second greatest decision I've ever made. So I finished my philosophy degree, and then soon after that, a church in Florida called us to help with the ministry to Hispanics that they had. We declined because we thought we needed more training to go to seminary, I knew the gospel, but I didn't know the Bible very well and needed to grow much more. But they called us to come and that I would potentially do seminary online and that I would be guided. And so we decided to go, and we spent there a couple years. And there were very difficult years because the church went through some tough transitions. But it was a really good learning experience, and it helped me a lot. To think of what the church needed, and just to see from the inside many things that affect the church and the body, and how important it is for elders to be close-knitted, which is what I see here at Emmanuel. So just to make it a briefer on this story, Stevie and I realized we needed more training, and we said, let's go to Louisville. And she is such a brave woman, so we just packed our bags, and by this time, we had two children and packed the U-Haul and came down here to Louisville. At Emmanuel, we just have grown tremendously. The church, Stevie felt really warm toward it right from the beginning. They were very much pro our children. Stevie didn't feel like the children were an inconvenience, but they were invited into all things. Ramney was really warm toward us. Pastor Ramney, who's in New York now, just really, really kind to us and to our family. And we've been allowed to be equipped. We've been equipped for leadership. We have been trained. We have been given opportunities to lead in GCGs. When I've started a ministry on disciple making and the disciple, I've gotten support. I've gotten good feedback. And we've just grown so much at Emmanuel. I think one way that, and Ryan says this often, but one way we've grown is it's just in the little by little coming to church, dripping of the word into our souls and just strengthening our faith. And many things that I would say we've learned or that we've grown is just caught by being at an Emmanuel in a culture that loves the Lord, that seeks to obey him. So when I think of Emmanuel, and I was thinking about Emmanuel recently, just what I appreciate about Emmanuel is just how much they love Jesus, how much Emmanuel seeks to obey him in all of life. And I think as a church, we're seeking to grow in wisdom to do this better and better. There's always room to grow. But I do believe in the places where I've been, Emmanuel is exemplary in pursuing obediently the commands of Jesus and to love him. And I'm thrilled if it's God's will to continue to pour in and serve in that way, to continue to make Emmanuel a more obedient, loving, and growing with them as a church as we seek to obey Jesus to build the community from all cultures where Christ is King.